years ago, we decided.
Oh, boy, this looks like trouble.
Oh, you know,
years ago, we'd have saw these four coming. We'd have kicked their ass right off the bat. I mean, what is this here, Seth?
What's this operation here?
You know what this is?
This is now.
The Little Triv Show.
It's got to be Little Triv.
It's a Little Triv Show. They do a radio show on Case Western Reserve, right?
And, it's even hard for you to say. Imagine you trying to graduate from
there. I was
going to
say,
there.
Wednesday
you
night.
You can't even say it.
Stand a chance.
Case Western Reserve.
I've been standing there in the cold for too long.
It's a college. Do your lips work?
A college?
Yes.
It's a college. It's a university, actually.
Whatever.
So they do a radio show on, what, Wednesday nights? Mm-hmm. Thursday morning?
L-I-T-T-L-E-T-R-I-B.
The Good Night Show with Little Triv on WREW-FM. Coming from the east side.
On 91.1, and it's called the Little Triv Show. What they're doing is, I could just imagine, busting my balls constantly, probably. But I don't mind.
Woo! Are you kidding me?
It seems like she's getting louder every week. As you guys can probably tell, listeners.
Abigail?
Yes?
Go on.
Okay. As you listeners can probably tell, we are missing one tonight. A few weeks back, Seth, co-host, told us that he had possibly murdered his whole family and... He actually brought his lawyer on the show to sort of clear the air, and the lawyer was actually a nice gentleman, and you know what, folks? Things got a little strange, and eventually we sort of just warmed up to the idea. Hey, Seth killed his family. Okay, whatever, moving on. Big mistake, and... The next week, we had a good old show. We talked to a Confederate soldier. We talked to a Union soldier. They debated. They had a little back and forth. And it was a nice episode.
It was a sensitive time in the news to have a Confederate and a Union debate live on the air.
But no one else has the balls to do that.
Yeah, but no one cares.
Yeah, no one cares because they don't. No one has the balls because they don't care. That's the problem. Anyway, so... We came into the studio today, and we had a fax of a memo from Seth's lawyer. And it said that Seth was actually supposed to be incarcerated during last episode. And he had sort of been a fugitive, and they heard him. And shortly after, he was arrested and convicted of murder and sentenced to hard labor. And I can't even say it. Little Triv, they sentenced him to hard labor. They sentenced him to hard labor in China.
Woo! Are you kidding me?
Large labor in China. What do they do in large labor?
Big hammer, pile of rocks, work him to the bone. Can you imagine Seth such a soft-handed gentleman?
The number is 216-368-2208. 216-368-2208. This is a Good Night Show with Little Triv. Our third co-host, Seth, was... You said he was sent to China?
Read my lips. Our co-host, Seth, is... Indefinitely... Good... As dead indefinitely.
Woo! Are you kidding me?
Can you say that with me, Little Triv? He's as good as dead, indefinitely.
Loud and clear, Lamigan.
So we don't know when he's coming back, and we're just going to try to pick up the slack, telling you guys about the news and Bannon. And
we'll give a little update on Seth, because they don't leave you in the dark when they just send someone to large labor. It's comical that you would think that they wouldn't, but
I think they just put him in a hole and give him a big hammer.
I think they give him a phone every once in a while.
Sometimes they'll throw down a phone with some minutes on it. I'm little Triv, I didn't tell you, but I'm down
you've
to
used,
three minutes.
All your minutes.
And not yet, but I'm down to 3 minutes.
Who did you talk to? Who had you been talking to?
I keep getting call from a weird number, and it's a guy who sounds like me. I'm not sure who it is, but he sounds almost exactly like me. It's actually bizarre, little Triv.
Well, can you get him to call in tonight?
I can't get him to do anything because I only got 3 minutes left, and if there's an emergency, I'm going to need those 3 minutes to talk to the police.
Well, if he can find your phone number, maybe he can find our phone number. You said there's a guy. He's kind of harassing you, or do you talk to him?
He harasses me, but he's like me, so I can't be mad because he's similar to me. And he bothers me, but I can't be mad because he's like me. Anyway, so if he wants to call, he can find me, but he used up all my minutes, and it's not a huge deal because, little Triv, the month is almost over. In 2 days, I get all 45 minutes back.
It's the end of the month today, Lamigan.
No, there's 32 days in August, so I gotta wait 2 days.
Lamigan, is the hurricane in Houston, is this a tragedy or a calamity or a blessing in disguise?
It's none of those things. It is an attack on our country.
Well, that's what I meant, the attack on Houston.
I can't believe it. I think that a lot of people are drowning, but there's a lot of heroes who are pulling people out of cars, and I call them heroes. They're all heroes. Every single person who was attacked in Houston is a hero. It is an American hero. You see these people turning their cars into boats. You see these dogs dragging big bags of food home to their owners. I just watch these videos of just families holding hands walking through the water. And some of them can stand on top of the water.
It's kind of comical because I know people like us definitely our minds go right to this, but it can be said almost without a single doubt that this attack on Houston and this whole attack on Texas with many people dying and drowning and just all the rain turning Houston into islands. I saw a newspaper say today it's comical because if there was a wall, this never would have happened, and that's true. That's the honest truth.
And you're right about the islands. There's palm trees and coconuts and hulas. And listen,
did you hear what I said about the wall?
Yeah, the wall was there. It would have been a big dam holding back the flood.
Exactly. And they act. Why are we racist for wanting a wall, Lamigan?
We're racist for wanting a wall because the people who are beyond the wall are of a different ethnicity and are being specifically prevented from coming into our country. And that's what makes it racist. But you mentioned that this attack has brought our country together. And I'm just saying, I want another one.
I say bring it on. Is this really the worst they can do?
Bring it on. No deaths? Okay.
Does it keep getting better, or does it keep getting worse, or does it keep getting better?
I think the worse it gets, the better it gets. Because I like chaos and destruction.
Is this kind of like the ultimate torture?
I don't know if I'd call it the ultimate torture, but I really like what's happening. I'm really
impressed.
Impressed. It's something to look forward to.
And there hasn't been a lot of that in this country ever since Obama.
Woo! Are you kidding me?
So let's shift gears a little bit. We lost somebody important.
That's right. One of my favorite all-time funny people in a classic Hollywood man. If he was doing comedy today, he would be taken by the FBI and body slammed into a reporter. If this guy was still doing comedy, do you know what they would do to him, Lamigan? They would nail his hands to the cross.
They would say you're politically incorrect.
And yeah, they would turn. If this guy was doing comedy, he would make Kathy Griffin look like Barney.
I was gonna say they would have Kathy Griffin'd him, cut his head off. So I thought I'd read some jokes.
We didn't say who he was. The guy. The guy.
Jerry Lee.
Jerry Lee Lewis. Jerry Lewis died. He's in very old age, but still shouldn't have died at that age. Lamigan is going to say some of my favorite jokes from Jerry Lewis, and trust me, if this guy was still doing comedy, he would be on a crucifix.
The sadder?
He'd be hanging by a noose in town square.
Oh, from a tree. And, you know, I think the older a celebrity dies, the sadder it is. I weep for celebrities.
At a certain point, if they've already lived that long, do they really even have to die? It's actually comical.
Yeah, why make it happen?
So go ahead, Lamigan. These are some of my favorite Jerry Lewis jokes.
Okay.
And again, this just a disclaimer. If this was still around today,
he would be a corpse in a river.
He would be a torso murderer. They would cut off his arms and legs and dangle him upside down from a tree.
You'd find his fingers in your mailbox.
All right, go ahead, Lamigan.
Okay, this one's... You're going to laugh.
Jerry Lewis died yesterday.
I have always been curious about everything around me. I am intrigued by everything, and that keeps my brain working. Sorry, I couldn't hold in the laughter.
Come on, Lamigan, I just did a good laugh.
This one made me laugh. Funny is my life. How about this one? One day I'll write down the real truth down. The real truth. Then I'll go to the penitentiary. What else? These are funny.
Find a funny one. One of my favorite ones.
I got good health. I still got pretty hair. I'm still rocking. That's sitting on top of the world about as high as you're going to get.
I think there's funnier ones, Lamigan. Can you try to find one of the funny ones? He's really one of my favorite comedians. It really is.
I only work for people that I know have the money and they're going to pay you. I ain't done too bad.
Lamigan, is there any of the really funny ones that...
I'm really trying, Little Trip.
These are some of my funniest jokes by Jerry Lewis.
I think they're laughing at home. Okay, so here we go. The doc told me I had a dual personality. Then he lays an $82 bill on me. So I give him $41 and say, get the other $41 from the other guy.
Woo! Are you kidding me?
It's just comical.
Is that one of the ones?
That was one of the funnier ones. Lamigan, we can get back to this segment if you want, but we have a caller on the air, and I believe it's someone you know.
Okay.
Should I put him on?
Yes. Wonder if this is who's been calling me on my what do you call those kinds of phones?
The flip.
Flip phones, but they call them I don't know. Hello?
Hello?
Who is it?
My name's Liam.
Liam. So, you sound like a voice I've heard, and we were wondering if you're maybe the person who's been calling me, using up all my minutes, and basically harassing me over the past 30 days.
Well, I don't think that would be me.
Okay, well, that solves that mystery. What brings you? What? Why are you calling here? What? What? How well, are you?
I'm good. I'm calling for a very special reason, and I don't know if you have any guess why I'm calling.
Well, my guess was that you were the guy who's been calling my phone, and you're not. So no guess. Little Triv, do you have a guess?
No guess.
Well, I would like to apply for a job.
Okay, well, we do have one host that has recently been sentenced to large labor in China, so there actually is an open position.
And that's why I'm calling. I saw a Craigslist ad, a cryptic ad posted by somebody called Seth.
So Seth's our co-host.
Yes, so sounds like Seth was trying to find himself a replacement.
Yes, and I faxed you my resume.
Oh, crap. Let's pull this up. Do you see that, little Triv?
Yeah, he actually did fax it in. I haven't checked the fax machine in a couple weeks. It's actually pretty dusty.
You know what? Liam, the words are very small.
As you can see by my photo, long hair.
The photo's very tiny, and I cannot... It looks like a black square. It's very small. How do you make such a little resume?
No. That must be your fax machine. The picture is actually quite large.
Why don't you describe what you look like?
Well, I tried until you cut me off.
Okay.
I'll just start again. Okay. As you can see, long, greasy black hair and a small face. Small, but... big eyes and big features and...
small but big.
Well, big features on a small face is what I mean, so... But...
That sounds startling. Startling.
You know, Liam, don't feel bad, because I actually look pretty startling myself. My eyes have no sclera... So my entire eyeball is black. It's almost as if my entire eye is a pupil.
Mine are quite dark, but mine have a special look to them. Some call it siamesium.
Siamesium? So what does that mean?
I don't know, actually.
Well, I guess I'm wondering what makes you think you should be on this show.
Well, I'm not very political, and I think that that's something that would give me an edge, and I have been told that I have a radio voice and a radio face. And if you don't know what that means, I guess, what do you think it means?
I think if you have a radio face, it's got an antenna, it's fuzzy mouth.
I'm just going to cut you off there. That is so wrong. And it's actually kind of a funny joke because it just means that you're not very good looking.
Okay, well, can you explain the joke? Because it's lost on me. I'm not exactly smart.
So radio face, they don't see your face because you're on the radio. So it doesn't... It's okay, God. Okay, you don't get it. So, you could be on TV if you were good looking. That's it. That's a joke. So,
I wonder if I could ever.
You have a television face or a movie face. You have a radio face because they hear your voice. They don't see you talking. And that's a joke. That's like.
So you either.
That's what I'm saying. You don't get this stuff. I get jokes, and that's why I should be on the show.
Liam, you're making a very good case, but I'm wondering, are you arguing on purpose just to show that you can make entertaining arguments, or are you really arguing with us when you're trying to get a job?
I guess, I don't know. I was just trying to show off a little.
Show off what you
can
do?
Okay. That's okay.
I just wanted to own that guy. I mean, sorry, I'm talking to the guy with the deep voice. Sorry. No,
you can swear.
His name's Little Triv.
You can swear, Liam.
Did I swear?
You can swear.
Well, ass.
Can I ask? Wait. Let me cut you off right there. How you cut me off? Let me ask you, Liam. Wait, if you could
cut him off at ass. He said ass, and then you cut him off.
Well, I want to know, Liam. Here's your first interview question. If you could say one word, or I'm sorry, one sentence with a swear word in it, live on the air, what would you say to be the most entertaining sentence you could possibly think of that has one swear word in it? It can be any swear word, and I want you to say it right now.
Okay. Oh, shoot, this is really hard, actually.
Take your time.
Okay. Can I give you a preface of, like, a mental setup?
I don't know what any of those words mean, man.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a picture before I do the sentence.
Okay.
All right, get this. So it's me in my car, and I'm about to pull into a parking spot. And
you're
going to
do this on the radio?
No. This is just for part of the joke, just so you know why it's funny the way I'm using the swear words. So,
okay.
So I'm about to park my car. I've got my blinker on, and then somebody swoops in last second and takes it. And I look at them and I go, and here's where the sentence with the swear word is. Damn, I was going to park there.
Oh, wow. That was pretty freaking funny. Little Triv, are you laughing?
What did he say, damn?
He says, damn, I was going to park there.
Okay, that I like it. I like the direction that it's going.
Very dirty. It's just dirty.
Can you apply it to it?
And it's so relatable. Everybody is... gone through that, so
everyone has at least,
but not
everyone,
many people would actually say that.
Yeah, everyone has thought about saying it. Hey, Liam, how would you apply that swear word to being in a radio show?
Oh, maybe if somebody was saying something that I wanted to say, and then I would say, damn, I was gonna say that.
Okay. Liam, I also want to say, here's another question. What would you do if, oh, I don't know.
I'm just asking you a question.
If I tried to ask you to do something that you didn't want to do, and I said you have to do it.
I don't know. This is part of the interview, so...
This is part of the interview.
I just...
Do you want me to give you an example?
Yes.
So we're having a fun show, and it's the three of us, and we had a great show, a lot of callers, million listeners. And then on our way out of the building, I whisper in your ear, and I sort of hand you a pistol. And I tell you to pistol whip Little Triv before he can get in his car. I'd say, you have to do this. And we had a good night, but I'm asking you to pistol whip Little Triv. Would you do it?
You really put me in a tough spot. Because on one hand, I want to impress you, and I also want to impress Little Triv. So, I'll say this, I'm really good at compromise, and if you can, that's a big part of my resume, is that I can make a lot of good compromises in at my jobs, but I would have to say yes, simple answer, yes, I would do it. Because I'm actually drawn towards that type of behavior anyhow.
Well, can you say what you would do? Don't just say, I would do it. I want you to say what Lamigan said that he would ask you to do.
So, if I were to get the job, theoretically, I would have to assume that Landon would be my authority, and...
I ain't nobody's boss.
Oh, well, that... Well...
Keep going, Liam.
Don't let me trip you up.
Okay. Yes, I would assume there was a good reason to pistol whip Little Triv.
There's no good reason. I just wanted to see you do it. I thought it'd be funny to see the little splash of blood and I see him drop to the ground.
No. Okay. Next question.
Okay, well, now we gotta make another one up. Listen, buddy, are you from this city? Do you understand Cleveland, and are you from...
I know Cleveland very well. I've lived there most of my life, and I've worked at Crawford Park.
Can you tell your dog to be quiet, please?
Can you
please put your dogs away? So we're just going to listen to dogs?
Sorry. That's really embarrassing, huh?
Shoot your dog.
Well, I'm just about to hang up after that one.
Little Triv, you're not as persuasive as me. Okay, listen, Liam. Go outside and shoot your dog.
All right. Well, that's going to take a little bit longer than I think, but...
Liam, you need to make that dog go away.
Okay. Well, I don't have exactly what you would call a dog, but I have many, many weapons in my home. Lawnmower.
Liam, are you from Cleveland?
Yes, I am. Yes, I just told you I worked at Crocker Park for like 10 years.
Okay, well, what do you do?
Crocker Park is the ultimate Cleveland. If you haven't been to Crocker Park,
you're not.
You aren't.
Yeah, so anyhow, I've worked at Cleveland Crocker Park for 10, 15, 20 years now, and it's the best. My job is basically somewhere between janitor and security guard, and I get paid so much money.
How much? Like $8 an hour? Is that too much?
$10 an hour.
Wow.
Under the table.
That's actually phenomenal.
And what is something that... Oh. What it... I can't really think over your dogs. Are you holding the phone up to your dog?
No, that's okay, really embarrassing. It's actually really just a loud barker.
Okay,
it's coming in clearer than your voice.
I'm gonna try to ask this again. What's something that you would do as a janitor and a security guard? What's something,
you know,
clean up a teenager?
Yeah, so, well, kind of. I mostly actual physical cleaning, dusting, going into different stores and just making sure that everything looked clean and good, dusting shoes if they had to that day, and
dusting shoes. Dusting your shoes?
And that's, well, and keeping the community clean there mostly, I would say, probably just keeping the community clean.
What would you do if you saw some... Hey, Liam, what would you do if you saw some teenagers swearing in public?
Okay, so it's funny you should bring that up. That's actually part of why I get paid under the table, is so I can assault shoplifters or people who swear. So it's basically like, you know, how people are kind of too sensitive these days, and how, you know, in old America, the security guards would be doing their job if they were to handcuff or harm or shoot a shoplifter for stealing milk or jeans or something. But now you can't really do that. So I don't have a gun or handcuffs, but I carry a knife.
How bad can you hurt somebody with a knife, or how bad have you hurt somebody with a knife?
Pretty bad, actually.
Have you killed, like a Lamigan has?
I killed at Journeys once, twice.
Well, can I ask, if somebody calls you, I'm assuming you're like the Cracker Park police, and they call 911 and they tell you, I milked my pants. What does that mean?
Okay.
We've all gotten that call. What do you do what do you think that means?
Wait, repeat the question.
You are 911 for Cracker Park. Someone calls and asks, I milked my jeans. What does that mean?
So they asked me, I milked my jeans? Question?
Yes.
I would say yes.
Okay, and do you respond?
Yes. They say, I milked my jeans? They ask me, I milked my jeans?
Do you bring them new pants?
No, they ask me. If they ask me, I milked my jeans, I would say yes.
And you hang up?
Well, I'd wait to see if they had something else to say, and then I'd hang up if they didn't have something else to say.
Can I ask you something, like a sexual question?
Oh, sure. That's what I thought this job was going to be all about, is talking about, you know... I'm a butt guy.
This is
late night dirty
butt. Okay.
That's the type of question I do when I
sound like a butt guy.
You sound really comfortable with the subject.
Okay, you're ready. So here's my question. What's your favorite position?
Oh God.
Top three.
Okay. I'm not from the South. I've never been to the South, but I do like things from the South: cowboy hat, cowboy movies.
So you like going to
horses.
The South Pole? You like going to the South Pole?
Okay. So you, good guess. But where I was going with that is, you know, I'm into. I would say, top three: cowboy, cowgirl.
Cowboy is a lot of fun. I love being
okay,
a cowboy.
Okay, top five. Okay, so I'd have to go first cowboy, second cowgirl, and then third rodeo style, and then fourth reverse cowboy, fifth reverse cowgirl.
Cowgirl is a lot of fun.
Rodeo clown?
Yes.
Have you ever done a rodeo clown?
The person or the style?
The style.
Can I tell you my favorite now that we're talking,
I tell you my favorite position? And sure. I give you top three, but I only have one. I've only ever tried one. Spread eagle.
Liam, hang on the line. We're going to take a quick 2-minute break.
Can I ask you a quick question, Liam?
Sure.
What are you going to do for the next 2 minutes?
I don't know. Talk to you.
Well, you can't because we got to take a break. So we're just going to take the break, and then when we get back, we'll find out what you did.
Okay.
Sometimes you can keep yourself from going crazy by doing things to relieve tension, like drinking or having sex. But if craziness goes too far, sometimes the only thing left to do is to cut out that part of your brain that makes you crazy. That kind of brain surgery
is called a frontal lobotomy.
Here at WRUW, you won't need a frontal lobotomy to enjoy your favorite music, but we still recommend that drinking and sex part. WRUW, FM Cleveland.
I'm not drinking!
Okay, we're back. Hey, Liam? Liam.
Yes.
So yeah. You said, and we were, of course, sort of listening back and...
Hey, Lammy and Cut, can you do a recap for people who just tuned in and tell them how we're doing?
So, everybody, you're listening to The Good Night Show with Little Triv. I'm Landon Lam again. Little Triv is the one who you just heard, and we are on the phone with someone who would like to replace our co-host, Steph, who is currently serving time doing large labor in China because because he has been convicted of murdering his family. So now we're talking to a caller named Liam, and he is trying to sort of jockey his way to being our third co-host. Now, Liam, let me ask you. You mentioned that you killed somebody at Journey's Foot Store?
I'm just asking you a question.
You killed somebody at Journey's Foot Store.
It's funny you say that after the break, just like that, because if people had heard it how it was, I said I killed them at my job, which is not actually murder how it sounds.
You
were manipulating this situation, Lamigan.
I'm sorry, I missed that. My technical difficulty. Can you repeat what you just said?
What I was saying was that what I did wasn't technically murder or a crime. It was a just killing at the shoe store over, first crime, swearing, which you can do on the radio, which I have to say me likey, but you can't do at the mall because we have a community there and it's for families and it's not for, criminals.
Mall kids.
Yeah.
Wait, so who'd you kill?
It was, I'd say probably just a man, probably between age 13 and 20, 23. Couldn't really tell about yay high.
So you really obliterated him. He wasn't even recognizable.
I didn't say that.
Did you blow him up?
No, I stabbed him.
Do they give you a knife? That's your weapon as a security guard? Did they just give you a big old knife?
Well, like I was telling you, they don't have security guards that can legally hurt shoplifters, and so that's why they hire me. Not on the payroll, under the table, $10 an hour, and I am the real vigilante justice, but kind of wink, wink. Not on the payroll, like I said, but.
So you're Cracker Park vigilante?
Well, I would say 50-50 vigilante, 50-50 wink, wink on the payroll, but unofficially, so.
Okay. I think it's pretty badass. I don't use that word lightly, but I think it's pretty badass that you just go around killing people who swear at Trucker Park.
Yeah, I mean, you just gotta keep it safe for the kids. I mean, I would rather have my kids seeing somebody bad being put down than, even if there's bloodshed, than having to hear the F word a million times.
Right, because then they're going to start saying the F word, but if you kill them, they don't ever have to hear it.
I mean,
So can I ask a quick question? How many times did you stab them in the face?
Well, first I started more in the center of, not the center of the head, but the body part, the big part. That's, you know, I don't know if you've ever been to knife training, but, you know, that's where they show you for like a professional knife handler that, you know, they're always going to stab straight into the center of the bigger part of the body, which, you know, usually is belly or chest. So that's where I started. And I did it a bunch of times until he stopped moving mostly. And then I called the actual cops. And
when did you move to the face? Him. Oh, what's they that? Arrested him?
They detained him. Yes, yeah. So
I guess, don't they legally?
I had to do the heavy lifting, stab, and then they come. They do the paperwork. Yeah, they kind of love it. They don't have to do any of that. Same goes for them. It's illegal. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, don't they legally have to arrest a criminal even if they're dead?
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that because they show it wrong in the movies. Because after somebody dies, they just kind of do a funeral in the movies. But so a lot of people don't know that, you know, even if they're dead, they still arrest the body. They book the body.
Hold it for bail.
Right. That was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
You know, I've been to jail. I've been to jail and...
You have a right to remain silent. I just started cracking up.
Because they do stay silent because they're dead. This is good stuff.
Hey, Liam. Liam, I'm going to be frank with you, okay? Do you hear me?
Uh-huh.
You didn't get the job. But wait. We do have a position open for an expert.
Okay.
In vigilante mall justice, would you like to take that position?
I guess I'll take what I can get and with the hopes I could grow with in the company.
Oh, you can hope that in your head, but we won't be thinking about it that way.
Okay, well, I hope I can change your mind.
Okay, well, can I ask, we need to write this down. What's your last name, Liam?
My name is Liam Lamigan.
Ramigan?
Lamigan.
Lamigan?
Lamigan is me! There is nobody in the world with the last name Lamigan except for my family, all of whom is dead but me.
Woo! Are you kidding me?
Who are you?
Strange you should say that. I was believed to be the only Lamigan living.
Where? Who? What's your father's name?
Hendrick?
That's my father's name. Hendrick Lamigan. What war did he fight in?
He fought in the Viet Cong War.
My father fought in the Viet Cong War. Are you my relative?
I'm your half-brother. Okay, I can't keep it a secret anymore.
Woo! Are you kidding me?
I knew you didn't.
I don't have any brother.
Half. I'm your secret half-brother.
I don't
have... That's why you know my voice.
So you are the one... You have been calling my phone using up my minutes.
Okay. I just wanted to hear your voice before the big surprise. So
you've been calling me for a month? You've been calling me all month?
I would just let it be dead air, and I would listen to you breathe. And
I would listen to you breathe, too.
And sometimes you would say, Sidney, I keep getting a call from a stranger. And it just made me, it tickled me, honestly, to just hear you.
And the thing that struck me was occasionally I would hear you talk to your dogs or something, and I realized we have the same exact voice. You sound exactly like me. And I just, part of me knew that you were part of me. You're my blood. Can I ask you a question? What's your favorite historical battle? Please say Antietam. Please say Antietam.
I guess I would have to say Antietam. I was just
You are my brother. You are my brother. That was the bloodiest battle. Half brother. What?
Yeah.
There's no such thing as that.
So half brother means we got the same dad, but your mom is different. So my mom, she's actually a lot fatter than your mom, and that's why I'm so much fatter than you are. So,
well, I'm a little, I'm not skinny. Okay. Anyway, well, are you? You said you got a big features on a small face, or was it small face on a big head? What was it?
No. So the way I said it was, I've got a small face with quite large features on it. So.
And you said, "Oh no! You're that boy with the big eyes, who father always put up in the attic. He always led you up in the attic."
Yeah, I'm a secret.
Why? Why?
I'm a secret attic, brother.
What did you do in there?
Attic. I didn't say attic. I'm not addicted to anything.
What? What did you do up there? And why did he put you in there? And how did you eat? And there was so much pink fluff up there. You got hurt. And,
So you remember.
Do you want to get together, get a bite sometime?
This is really embarrassing, but I've eaten in the same restaurant with you twice.
Oh my God. Where?
Shaking Steak.
I can't. Oh, I love that place. The big burgers. Listen, if I ever. Okay, how do I say this? If I ever see you in person, I am either going to give you a big hug, or I'm going to kill you.
Okay.
Sorry.
I always have my knife. So.
Boys, this is a new government announcement thing that we have to start playing, so please hang on a second, Liam. This is just going to take a second.
Every Wednesday night at 11:50, it is an emergency and our government's new duty to announce that on Wednesday night at 11:50 in 1968 in Vietnam, 400 billion young men lost their lives to friendly fire on the mountain of Vietnam, a mountain where they accidentally shot each other because they forgot they were on a mountain. Look left to your brother, look right to your brother. Would you shoot? If you can't answer, you have never been on that mountain in Vietnam.
Okay, that's it.
Little Triv, since we're running out of time, can we please have Liam back on the show sometime?
Well, let's see what Liam thinks.
Well, I'm the expert. Is that my position?
Yep.
So I'll be back. And I'll be at Steak and Shake anytime you look behind you.
Yippee!
Anytime.
It sounds like you'd be back.
Yeah.
Can I ask you one more thing, Liam?
Sure, most certainly.
What do you think it's like doing large labor in China?
Oh, very painful. Very painful. But also, you would be so fulfilled because you would be doing labor for one of the biggest countries, so I would be honored.
One more last question, Liam. What do you think of the attacks in Houston?
Okay, so I don't know a whole lot of about politics, but I'm a really funny, relatable guy that likes to talk a lot. So I guess all I have to say about that is probably if there's something going on there, it might be both sides that are to blame.
In Houston?
I don't really know. Just give me a little backstory really quick.
Well, pretty much there was some attack in Houston. I don't really know exactly what kind of attack, but now pretty much the whole city's underwater, and half the city's underground, and like, there's truly a lot of people just floating around aimlessly now, and there's some kind of attack, and yeah, I think you had a good point when you said that both sides are to blame.
And it might be kind of one of those things where, I don't know, I'm not really religious or even political, so it's hard to say, but there's so many movies where people, you know, usually when it happens, the good people get taken up into space or to heaven before the disaster, but a lot of times in those movies, it's because they did something bad, so...
Okay, point taken. You think the people that are suffering right now probably deserved it in Houston. Well, that's all the time we got, Liam, and I thank you for your insight, and I think I agree. So we'll have you on next time. We want to talk about some kind of murders that happened at Crocker Park that were probably justified. And Lamigan, do you want to say goodbye to your brother?
Well, I can't believe I get to say goodbye to my brother. So goodbye, thank you, and what a wonderful conversation and so much in common we both had. And you brought such delight to the show tonight. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for building the suspense for an entire month by calling my phone and using up my minutes.
Well, thank also much. You're welcome. First, you're welcome, and also much thanks to you. And I'm just so grateful. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not religious, but I just want to say bless you.
Bless you. Good night.
All right. Good night.
Bye, Liam. This is the Good Night Show with a little Triv, and when we get back from this quick break, more Jerry Lewis jokes. Some of my favorite Jerry Lewis jokes.
Power packing, block cracking,
star crunching, ear munching,
gas guzzling, dog muzzling,
adrenaline pumping, cylinder thumping,
action,
action,
action. Only at WRUW-FM Cleveland.
Stop. All right, we're not doing the Jerry Lewis jokes. You just tell one of the funniest ones.
Yeah, give me 1 second. I'm going to pull it up.
Jerry Lewis music. He's one of the funniest comedians to...
Oh, God, Millman would kill me if he saw me using Google.
We got to have Millman back on.
Yeah, I haven't read his book yet. Okay, so here's a joke. He says, do you know what mixed emotions are? Mixed emotions are a man watching his mother-in-law drive off a cliff in his new Lincoln Continental.
And they said that Kathy Griffin was too...
They said Kathy Griffin shouldn't have cut off Trump's head.
Well, listen to that joke.
Good night, little Triv.
Good night, Lamigan.
Rolling into Cleveland to the lake. Cleveland, city of light, city of magic. Cleveland, city of light, you're called.